Radio Shema Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about eternity. Let me start right out with a Bible verse from Romans 13. Paul says, "Wake up, for the coming of our salvation is nearer now than we first believed. The night is gone. The day of salvation will soon be here." It is easy to take life for granted. It is a mistake to take today for granted, but maybe it is even a bigger mistake to take eternity for granted. I think it is important that we value today, but we must never think that today is all there is. Even many Christians make the mistake of living like there is no eternity. Let's be honest. I'm guessing that most of us are so consumed with pursuing the good life here and now that we rarely think about eternity. Paul pleads with us to wake up because the coming of our salvation is closer than we think. What does he mean when he says the coming of our salvation is closer now than we think? The Bible talks about our salvation in past, present, and future tense. There was a time in my past when I personally received Jesus Christ as my Savior. The Bible describes that moment as being born again. At that moment, God forgave me of all my sins. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 tells us that the result of our sin is death. The incredibly good news is in Romans 5:18. It tells us that God demonstrated His amazing love for us by paying our penalty of death. God in Christ Jesus took our sin upon Himself and allowed Himself to be crucified on a cross. He died in my place. When I accepted the truth of what God did for me through Jesus Christ, I asked Him to come into my life to be my personal Lord and Savior. In Bible terms, I was born again when I did that. At that point, I was cleansed from all the sin of my past. At that point, my eternal destination was changed. My eternal destination is heaven now. Before that, I was headed to an eternity in hell. That is how my salvation is discussed in past tense. That is something I did 33 years ago. But that wasn't the end of my salvation story. The Bible talks about salvation in present tense also. Each and every day I choose who I will follow. I can either follow Jesus Christ or I can follow the devil. That doesn't mean that I get saved every day. It just means that I am aware every day of the wonderful love of my Savior, Jesus Christ. I renew my commitment to Him every day. Salvation is not just a historical event. It is living and dynamic and active in my life today and every day. The Bible also talks about my salvation in future tense. The Bible tells me that there will be a day in the future when my life on earth is complete. At that time, I will miraculously be ushered to heaven into the presence of my Savior, Jesus Christ. At that time, I will be totally set free of anything negative that may have been in my life here on earth. There will be no more struggling with sin. I will receive my glorified body to live in eternity in heaven. I love the idea of receiving a glorified body. The Bible tells us in Galatians 5:17 that these bodies we have here on earth fight against the Spirit of God. My glorified body will solve that problem. There will be no more fighting against God. My body now simply cannot stand in the presence of the Almighty God. So Paul is saying that the full and glorious completion of our salvation is closer today than it was yesterday. That statement implies a warning. We are rushing towards eternity. How many times have you heard someone say that they cannot believe how fast time is passing? You hear them say, "It seems like just yesterday when they did something," when in fact, it had been many years ago. People often say that the older they get, the faster time seems to go. The fact is, we have a very short time here on earth, so we need to be sure we follow the plan of our Creator, so we live our lives wisely. Each one of us is terminal. Each one of us is rapidly getting closer to the end of our lives here on earth. It would be a real tragedy to live our lives without preparing for our eternity. It is in this life that you make preparation for eternity. There is no second chance after death. Some religions teach that you can get another chance to get saved after you die. That is simply not true. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27 that we die only once and then we are judged. The Bible is absolutely clear that you must be born again to be prepared for eternity. You must personally receive the gift of salvation made possible by Jesus' death on the cross. If you have never asked Jesus to be the Savior and Lord of your life, let me encourage you to do that today. Paul also reminds us that while we should live with a sense of urgency in this life, this world is not our home. In fact, he tells us that we are just passing through this world on our way to eternity. The Bible tells us we are pilgrims, wanderers, and nomads on this planet. There's a story of the famous Prime Minister Winston Churchill. He was making plans for his funeral. He asked for his casket to be laid in state under the massive dome of St. Paul's Cathedral in the heart of London. Churchill then requested to have two trumpeters stationed, one on each side of the balcony that circles the dome. It was his wish that one trumpeter play taps at the close of the funeral service. When the first trumpeter finished taps, then the other trumpeter was to play reveille, the wake-up call. What a beautiful picture of the reality that when we die here on earth, we wake up to a life in eternity in heaven with God, if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If we have not done that, then we wake up to an eternity separated from God. That again emphasizes the importance of choosing wisely who we commit our lives to. With Christ, we literally will live happily ever after. We are going home. Every morning when you wake up, you can tell yourself, I am one day closer to home. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4:18, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." So, what would it look like for you to fix your eyes on the eternal? Are you spending all of your time chasing things that are going to wear out, go out of style, break down, collect dust, and ultimately end up in a garbage heap? Our world makes it hard to focus on eternity. Commercials and advertisements all try to increase your insatiable appetite for more, but it is all just temporary. What would it look like for you to be preoccupied less with all of the temporary things of life? I'm not suggesting that it's wrong for us to have nice things. Having nice things is great. I am merely encouraging us to be sure our motivations and priorities reflect that we are aware that eternity is real, and then that you realize your choices will determine where you will spend that eternity. So I am challenging all of us today to live with a sense of urgency. Embrace the gift of today that you have been given. At the same time, live with a sense of eternity. Remember that this life is not all there is. Make preparation in this life for your life in eternity. Making those preparations for eternity is not easy. It requires adjustment. It requires a decision. It requires effort. It requires change. It won't happen by accident. That may not sound very fun. Change can be difficult. Let me tell you, though, that the rewards are worth it. God is looking for people that will allow Him to bless them. Don't be one of the people that is living life so fast that they do not have time for God. Don't be one of those people that thinks they are having too much fun to accept Christ into their life. Christ does not make things worse for anyone. He makes things so much better. He came that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Don't wait. Ask Him into your life today. You will be glad you did. Well, that's all for today. I want to thank you for joining me today to hear about how much God wants to bless you today and eternally. I encourage you to invite someone to listen with you next time. In the meantime, God bless you and have a great day.